A few years ago, park advocates in Milwaukee introduced a passport to entice people to explore the Oak Leaf Trail. People can bike or walk the more than 100 miles of diverse terrain. At first, the passport featured 14 stops. This year, it includes 26 and a full-size map. We tour part of the trail with two of its enthusiasts. Sherry Briscoe hops onto her recumbent bike. She advocated for the Oak Leaf Trail even before it acquired the name.
Biking, I love biking the trail. And so I just decided that that's what I want to focus on in my later life.
We start at the top of the hill at South Shore Park in Bayview and cruise down its slope toward Lake Michigan. Fellow trail advocate Amber Vavrusa is waiting at the bottom on a trail fat tire bike. She works at a bicycle shop where Briscoe recruited her.
Yeah, Sherry came into South Shore Cyclery and asked us to be a sponsor. Honestly, my mind drifted for a second, and then they're like, that's something you would do. And I'm like, what? And they're like, all of a sudden, I'm on the committee.
The passport they collaborated on features photos and bite-sized information about each of the 26 stops along the Oak Leaf Trail. Vavrusa says just enough to pique interest.
And at the parks, you'll either find a mailbox or a kiosk inside of the building. So when you flip open that lid, there's a word that correlates with the park.
They won't divulge it.
And we will not, we won't divulge it today. So then people can write that in their passport. It's kind of like their reward.
If you jot down at least 8 different keywords and register your passport by summer's end, you could win a bike.
Okay, so where are we off to next?
I know Sherry wants us to go check out the Copper Beech tree.
It's Wisconsin's largest and stands at South Shore's northern edge. Vavrusa reads the plaque.
The European copper beech tree was first introduced to North America in the 1700s. It is estimated that this tree was planted in the mid-1800s.
So when did you first notice this tree?
Oh, today when Sherry told me to go find it.
Yes, very.
Bayview resident Sonia Ream strolls by with her very large, very docile white dog. Ream says she used to bike.
Well, I did. But I'm too old and I fall down too much. Well, I'm probably not, but I'd rather not ride a bike. I walk. I like to walk.
Sherry Briscoe shifts immediately to trail advocate.
That's what our trails are for also,
right.
Is walking.
So that's what you're looking at, the trails in
right.
Milwaukee.
In fact, mm-hmm. Amber and I are on the committee that put together the Oak Leaf Discovery Tour passport. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Well, I think Amber just happens to have one with her.
I have one right here.
My only problem with the trails is that the bikers like to go a little too fast and they don't have bells.
In fact, Reem says she's given up on walking South Shore's trails on weekends. Still, Briscoe doesn't give up.
That is a key concern of right. mine as well. And our new maps actually have what we call a trail etiquette and safety list of things.
Yes.
And to raise people's awareness that our trails are used by different kinds of users and how we can make them safe for everybody.
Right, bells.
Yes.
Bells, please.
Bells.
We leave Reem happy but unconverted and ride toward Humboldt Park, taking city streets. From time to time, we see a sign fastened to a post letting us know we're traveling the trail.
Did you see a sign?
Yeah.
Vavrusa and Briscoe agree the route needs more, and some existing signs should be moved.
You turned right on Montana.
Vavrusa has a sinking feeling that we're off course. She pulls out the Oak Leaf map. We find we're just a block from Humboldt Park. Any hint of confusion floats away as we cruise along the lagoon. Our final stop is a county park I've never heard of called Kinnickinnick Sports Center. A cluster of young girls surround us. They ooh and ah over Briscoe and Vavrusa's bicycles. Both women say the girls' enthusiasm bodes well for the future of urban trail biking. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.